Hello. Hi, how are you guys doing? I miss you guys so much. But I've been away growing. Hello. Welcome to Beloved House, the House of Love. A lot of things is changing around here. So from now on, you can call me Beloved, and this is Beloved House. And here you can get the love that you never knew you needed. I decided to step in today because I had a message for you guys. And for those it resonates with, you know, I hope you get it. I pray you get it. And for those that don't, maybe you'll get it next time. But first and foremost, I am beloved and I am a gift. And little did I know how much of a gift that I would be to myself, let alone those around me. But I'm coming to you today because I have to apologize. A lot of things have happened in my life. There have been so many transitions that it's been almost hard for me to keep up with. But with each transition, I realize that God has allowed me to grow with it. God has allowed me to be able to hang on when I think I'm ready to let go. And right now I am feeling so free, so abundant, so loved. And I want to share this love with you guys. But I have to apologize. If you hear any rustle and bustle, please forgive me. But I pray this message is coming through as clear as possible. Let me apologize because for so long, unknowingly, and maybe even a part of me subconsciously knowingly, I have allowed people to think and believe that I'm somebody that I'm not. And I didn't do it intentionally, but there were ways that I gave different ideas along my growth process that I really didn't mean to. And one thing about me, or the person that I used to be, I was one to not want to ruffle the feathers. I was one to want to keep the peace and keep everything love and, you know, but I've grown to a different place, baby. Let me tell you, I am not who I used to be. So if you expect me to be anything that you used to know, understand that is not me. I apologize from my whole heart because I didn't know the ideas that I was giving people. And one of those ideas is I allow people to believe that I believed or I cared what they thought of me. And for a little while as a little while when I was younger, I did care. I cared too much. But as I grew older, I didn't care, but I didn't know how to be me authentically to an extent. And I say that because when you're in the process of growing, sometimes it's hard to express what it is that you're feeling, growing through, or experiencing because you've yet to really internally process it the correct way. And I've processed who I am. First and foremost, I am my father's child. I love my daddy, y'all. I love my daddy so much that it's crazy to some people it is, but to me, I love my daddy. You know, one time a person said to me, it's impossible to love what you never had. And I think that is the biggest lie ever that a person allowed their ego to allow them to believe. I love my daddy, y'all. And although we haven't had the best relationship or any relationship at all, nothing can ever change that I am my father's child. And people will ask, well, what's in a name? Because I don't have my father's last name. A part of me wishes and wants that and just may change it. But they say, what's in a name? It's everything that's in a name. My mother used to doodle my name when I was younger, before I even got here. But she told me when she was younger that she used to doodle my name in school. She used to just sit back and write my whole name. I have four names, you guys. Something serious. But my last name isn't my father's name. And to be honest, it should be. I grew up without my father, and I missed my father during those years. And somewhere along the way, I blamed my mother for certain things concerning my father. And I didn't even know at one point that I was actually blaming her, but my actions showed that ignorantly, because again, I did not know. But I blamed my mother for not having him, or for even at some point, I think I believed that he didn't want me. And even in my adulthood, I have had those thoughts to try to come in and take over, that he doesn't want me. But this is the thing. Regardless of what it may seem to be, I want my daddy. I'm gonna always want my daddy. I started looking for my daddy, and I say daddy. I have used father, I have used dad, but I'm gonna say daddy right now because I feel like my daddy is somewhere close and near. But I started looking for my dad at a very young age because I was missing a huge part of me that I didn't realize was as big as it was. I didn't know who I was, and I have an old school mother, and I don't know if anybody ever heard this saying, but my mom was good at saying, I don't know where you get that from. I don't know what's wrong with you. You know, I didn't raise you to be that way. And I didn't understand where it was coming from, and I didn't understand what made her say these things to me. And I knew I was different, but I didn't know why. And so these things, along with others, because I envy, I'm going to be honest, I envy the relationship that my mother and my brother have, even to this day. I don't envy, but back then I definitely envied their relationship because I wanted that bond with somebody. So, I began looking for my father, and as I was looking for him, and I mean, it was a hard search, and it was so long ago to the point was I was looking in phone books for my daddy. But as I was looking for him and I found him, and I started to learn things about him, it was when certain things of my life started to move into place. And that meant the world to me. So when we kind of had some disagreements and we fell out, it was, I'm gonna be honest, y'all, it was my mouth. I told y'all, my daddy's child. And I wasn't disrespectful, I don't think, but I was probably kind of a little bit more direct than I needed to be, maybe, to get my point across about how much I missed my father as a child. And I believe it was hurtful to him, and it made him withdraw from me. This is just what I think. It may not even be the truth, you guys, but this is what I think has happened. So, you know, when we had a disagreement, and we've had more than one disagreement, but we actually had that disagreement we had, we didn't talk for a little while, and then I had a really bad accident, and then, you know, that almost costed me my life, and then we came back together. And then a few years ago, we had another disagreement again where, you know, it was probably my mouth. And I was a little too honest and direct, maybe. And it put another wedge in it to it. So this time things have not come back the way I have wanted it. And I've had to live with that and be okay with that. And although things aren't ideal in the way that I always dreamed that our relationship would be, ain't nothing and no one gonna ever stop me from loving my daddy, not even him. Because although I can consider him mean, because people call me mean, and I'd be like, well, at least I know where I get it from. In my mind, I'm not being mean, but other people can say that, you know, and that's their thought process. I can't blame them for their thought process. But there were times where I thought my daddy was being mean, but now I know where it comes from. So it's not, like I say, it's not what I would, the ideal situation, what I think or want it to be, but my daddy is still here on this earth, in this plane, in this realm, and I can be nothing but grateful and glad to see another day, because to me, it's another day or another opportunity. Glad that he can see another day, because to me, another day and another opportunity for us to rekindle what we have, and that ain't going nowhere. I love my daddy. I love my daddy. And this message is dedicated to my daddy, because daddy, now more than anything, I realize who I am, and I am love. I am love. I am love. And I have allowed people and their thought processes and how they feel about me and who I've been in their life or somebody close to them life to push me away from people that meant the world to me, especially children. And I'm not hiding from anybody. You know, I'm not withdrawing myself from anybody unless that particular person tells me they want nothing to do to me, which tells me, do with me, which tells me they're not receptive of my love. And guess what? I will move back. I will step back into my place. But as long as a person, a child, is receptive of my love, I am giving it freely and wholeheartedly. And today I had the honor of speaking with a young lady that I haven't spoken to in years. And I stopped talking to her because of her people that, you know, wasn't so happy about me being in her life or her cousin's life or some of the other family members. Once, you know, certain things happened, they just wanted me gone completely. But my heart didn't stop beating for certain people of that family. And certain people of that family still held me near and dear to their hearts, even if they didn't speak to me on the regular. But some of them chose not to, again, to keep the peace. But again, I'm not that person, you guys. I don't, at this point in my life, I don't care if it's gonna, the only person peace that I'm concerned about is the person that I'm reaching out to. If it's too much, if it's not the right time, if it's, you just don't want it, baby, I can receive that and be okay with that. But if you're open to my love, I am here. If you need a word of advice, a word of encouragement, if you just need some love, I am here. And I'm giving my love freely and wholeheartedly from this point on. People are leaving this earth daily. And that brings me to my next point. Just recently, I lost an aunt, one of my father's sisters. And it hurt so bad. It hurt so bad because I had been trying to reach out to her and I couldn't get to her. But a part of me almost felt like something was happening and I needed to reach this side of my family. Like, I want to connect with them. I want to love on them. I want to show them who I am. I want them to see who I am. You know, I don't know what ideas people have of me, but all I can give is what I have. And what I have is love, unconditional love, love that is unbiased, love that is without judgment. And it comes freely. I give it freely and it comes back freely. So my aunt passing, transitioning, it did touch my heart that I now have another ancestor that's here to look out for me. But it broke my heart because I didn't get a chance to connect with her in this earthly realm like I would have liked. Because I'm gonna be honest, we've never met. We may have spoken on the phone maybe once, but we've never met. And again, someone made a statement about not being able to miss what you've never had. Again, the biggest lie ever. Because although I haven't physically connected in this earthly realm with that side of my family, I feel so close to a lot of them. So when they hurt, I hurt. When they heal, I heal. When they love, baby, I'm loving too. And having to release my aunt on this side, it broke me. It broke me down, and I didn't even know I would grieve the way I did. My physical body is still grieving. But my Aunt Sheila Boyd, I don't know if I should have done that, but it is what it is. I miss her. I miss her, and I love her. And when I look at her, it's something so familiar about her. Again, I've never met this woman in the physical realm on this earth. But my spirit is definitely connected to her and the rest of my aunts and uncles and cousins on that side of my family. Majority of, I have never met in this physical realm. So I say that to say, I don't know if it's somebody else that needs to hear this or what, but for me, I just want to be able to love and continue to love freely, because I love my family. My family stretches in many different directions. My family comes with blood and some that are not of blood, but you can't tell me nothing different because I got sisters. You hear me? My mama didn't have no daughters, but I got sisters. My mama had one boy, but I got brothers. You hear me? That love me dearly, and I love them. And we may not even talk all the time. My blood brother, we don't talk all the time, but baby, I will go upside your head about my brother. If you know, you know. So please don't ever let it, you know, have to be an example made. You know, by the grace of God, it won't, but God knows I love my family. I do. I really do. I just wanted to reach out to you guys and let you know I am love. I am unconditional love. So sometimes if you just need a reason to love, or you need somebody to send you some love, baby, you ain't got to know me. Just reach out to me and I will reach back. Thank you, spirit. Something just dropped in my spirit. So for those that don't know, you can follow me on TikTok at Beloved House, or you can follow me on Instagram at Gift Angel. With a dot in between the gift, the word G-I-F-T, a dot in between each letter, G-I-F-T, angel. And that's because I am a gift, baby. It took me too long to realize what type of gift that I am and have been. It took me so long to realize the value that I carry. For a long time, I think I allowed people on the outside of me to help me determine my value. It was one thing for me to help and seek help for people to help me determine what my baskets that I used to make should cost, because at one time I felt like I was lowballing myself, but I didn't know. So I didn't know how much that would be connected to me personally. And because I couldn't value those baskets at a certain price, I guess you could say, at that point, maybe a part of me really truly didn't know my value. It was hard for me to see, because I've watched me grow, and I've seen the good, the bad, and the ugly. And this is for somebody. The good and the bad and the ugly, especially the bad and the ugly, can make you doubt your value, can make you undervalue yourself. Because of those things, you can think it takes away from who you are. But no, 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 sweetheart. It only adds more value. Don't listen to the ways of this world that can teach you to undervalue yourself because of what you have to grow through. Don't listen to it. No, sweetheart. In the spirit realm, everything that you've had to grow through, and you fought battles and you won, and you got scars to show for it, baby, it has added more and more value to yourself. I thank God that I'm in a position now where I don't look for my value in others. I don't look for others to love me. Once upon a time, I was running around looking for everybody to love on me, not even knowing Michi. Just love you, baby. Beloved, love you. You got everything you need within you. It was one thing to read the word, interpret the word, and have an understanding, you know, because I grew up a church girl, and even then I was told that my understanding of the Bible was a gift. I knew, but I didn't know. It was a gift. To this day, I'm realizing now more and more how much of a gift just my mom being able to put me in the church and give me the foundation that I need, that has carried me up until this point. So that lets me know to my next point. For those of you have gotten it confused about who I serve and who I am, baby, I feel for you. I feel for you, because you're missing out on a beautiful soul. I am not who you think I am, and I will never be. For those of you that think I worship something dark, something that I do dark things, and I do this and that and the third, baby, listen, let me tell you something. If I did any of those things, you should be scared for real. But I don't dwindle in the dark, baby. I do embrace my shadow that we all have. But baby, I choose and I choose and I choose on a daily to walk in the light that God has given me, because I've lived in some dark places. I've never been one to do things to people, even though they've done a lot of things to me. I was never one to want to retaliate on their level. My heart was never there for that, and I thank God to this day for that. But let me tell you, for those that got it mixed up about who I am, don't get it twisted. Because my ancestors, the God that I serve and the Holy Spirit, baby, they fight for me and fight battles that I never knew were even being fought. They fight for me, and you don't want to come against me. You don't want to come against me. Don't do that, because they're going to fight those battles for me, because I have learned how to do that. I have learned how to allow spirit to fight those battles for me. So you don't have to believe me, but believe me when I tell you, baby, I walk in the light, and I walk in the light of God and the Holy Spirit. So everything that I do is I'm being called to do. Don't get it twisted. Just because you see and hear and think and believe this, that, and the third, don't get it twisted about who I am, because I am who I am. You hear me? And I am my Father's child. Daddy, I love you. I miss you. And I look forward to our next reunion. By the grace of God, I'm going to make it to New York to see my family. You know, I hate the circumstances for which, you know, it could happen under. But I have even learned to deal with death and transition differently, because I now know, because of my own study and because of my own inherited gifts, that death isn't as far away as it may seem. Us and those that have passed and transitioned, the distance in between us isn't as much as you think. There, we aren't as separated as you would think. They live and they dwell closer, way closer, and I know this, and I don't need, you know, nobody else to tell me this. But I thank you, God. I thank you to my ancestors. I thank you to those angels that God have, you know, and those angels, you know, you hear the Bible say those angels that encamp around us. I believe that those angels that encamp around me, they know me. They know me, even if they never met me. They are part of my bloodline. I call them my ancestors, and I love them, and I worship them, because they are here for me. I worship God. Don't get it twisted. I worship God and the Holy Spirit, and it shows in my walk. Don't get it twisted. But I love my ancestors, because they go and they fight for me. Those angels that God sent out to fight for me, baby, they call my ancestors. If you know, you know. I love you. I got to get back in here and get myself ready for tonight. I got to go do some work. But I am coming back, y'all. And I'm coming back better. Not bitter. You hear me? I'm coming back better. And again, this is the Beloved House. Thank you for being with me. I love you. And I look forward to seeing you guys into the next segment. And hey, give somebody some free love today. Love don't have to come with a price, baby. Love and let love. I love you. In a minute, you guys. Peace.